Arkham Horror LCG 2026 Buying Map, Drowned City Chapter 2 Children of Blood and What to Buy Next. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Start Arkham Horror LCG with the current core set. After that, buy one investigator deck if a player needs an immediate playable character, a campaign expansion if your group wants a new story, and an investigator expansion only when your whole card pool needs deeper deck building. Arkham does not confuse buyers because it lacks information. It confuses them because every box sounds like a doorway and only some of them contain the room you think you are entering. Margot's rule is merciless. Read the noun. Core, investigator deck, investigator expansion, campaign expansion. The buying order follows from that one sentence. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is the clean Arkham Horror LCG buying order in 2026? Core first. Play it before buying more. Then decide whether the pain point is player power or story hunger. If one player feels weak, add an investigator deck. If the whole table wants new scenarios, add a campaign expansion. If your deck-building pool feels cramped, add an investigator expansion. There are now three different questions hiding inside. What Arkham box should I buy? Do you need the rules and shared tokens? That is core. Do you need a playable character without building from a shallow collection? That is an investigator starter deck. Do you need 8 evenings of story? That is a campaign expansion. Answering the wrong question is how a new player spends $100 and still cannot host a legal first session. The community shortcut is useful. Buy for the next night you can actually schedule. A campaign on the shelf is not more valuable than one investigator deck that lets a friend join this Friday. Margot's version is colder and better. Every box should solve a named table problem. The record says most cart mistakes begin when someone ignores the noun after Arkham Horror. Why is the core set the only true first box? The core set is the rules engine, the tutorial story, and the shared card foundation. Even if a newer campaign is the reason you are curious, the core is the clean first purchase because it teaches the action economy, chaos bag, clue pressure, and trauma rhythm. The current core supports 1 to 4 investigators and contains the chaos bag tokens, encounter foundation, player card staples, reference material, and Night of the Zealot teaching campaign. You do not need 2 copies of the current core. Advice about buying 2 cores belongs to the older first edition release and is one of the most expensive stale answers still circulating. Run the tutorial once with the recommended starter decks before fixing them. The point is not to win elegantly. The point is to experience actions, tests, enemies, clues, the mythos phase, trauma, and campaign consequences with as few deck-building decisions as possible. When should you buy an investigator deck? The 2026 investigator decks matter because they solve a specific problem. Someone wants to sit down with a coherent character now. They are not campaign boxes. They are not giant card pool expansions. They are ready-to-play identities. That makes them excellent for couples, new groups, and the player who keeps bouncing off deck-building. An investigator deck is also the cleanest way to balance a mixed experience table. Give the pre-built deck to the newcomer and let the veteran build from the shared collection. The newcomer gets a coherent plan, upgrade cards and a character identity without spending the first hour studying 30 level 0 neutrals. Do not confuse these with an investigator expansion. The expansion is a library, many investigators and player cards but no campaign. The standalone deck is a seat, one investigator, one working deck, and a short upgrade path. Buy the seat when a person needs to play, buy the library when everyone wants more deck-building range. When is the Drowned City worth buying? The Drowned City is a newer, mythos-heavy campaign cycle. Buy it when your table wants that specific Cthulhu/Arlai mood and already understands Arkham's pressure. It is a poor answer to what do I need to learn, and a very good answer to what nightmare do we want next. Drowned City is best treated as a destination, not an onboarding product. Its oceanic Arlai-centered identity is excellent when the group already enjoys Arkham's scenario reading, branching resolutions, and occasional loss that still advances the story. It is a harder recommendation for a table, still stopping every round to distinguish engage, evade, and attack. If the theme is the reason your group will meet, that matters more than a theoretically perfect release order. Just pair it with the core rules experience and enough player cards to avoid mistaking a weak collection for campaign difficulty. Drowned City is the table saying, "We know we are doomed, but can we make it wetter and weirder?" Should you buy Chapter 2 or Children of Blood yet? Fantasy Flight has signalled the next era of Arkham with Chapter 2 and Children of Blood. That makes it a watchlist item, not a reason to skip the foundation. New products are exciting, they do not make the core obsolete overnight. The practical move is simple: start now if you want to play now. Track the next chapter if your table is already invested and wants to stay current. Children of Blood is now a defined small campaign product rather than a vague rumor. Fantasy Flight describes three scenarios: variable encounter construction by difficulty and player count, a new blood token pressure, and a reward card unlocked for later deck building. That makes it appealing as a compact, replayable side story. It does not replace core, and it does not provide the long arc of a full campaign box. That product shape is important. A three-scenario campaign can fit a weekend and can be replayed at different difficulty configurations. Buy it for concentrated Arkham, not because Chapter 2 makes everything already on your shelf obsolete. Arkham is additive. Old campaigns do not rotate out of legality. Campaign order by mood. Do not treat release order like scripture. Pick the next campaign by table mood. Classic occult mystery, pulp expedition, travel-heavy weirdness, swampy folk horror, or oceanic dread. The best campaign is the one your group will actually finish. A practical first three path is core tutorial, one approachable full campaign, then the campaign whose setting makes the group text light up. Players who want the classic escalation often choose Dunwich early. Players who want stronger narrative identity frequently gravitate to Carcosa. Later campaigns can be chosen by appetite rather than chronology. Before buying, ask four questions. How much deck-building tolerance does the group have? How often can it meet? Does anyone dislike campaign failure carrying forward? Is the theme strong enough to pull everyone back after a difficult scenario? Those answers predict completion better than community tier lists. Storage, sleeves, and setup. Sanity Arkham becomes more fun when setup stops being archaeology. Sleeve only what you handle constantly if budget is tight. Label campaign bags, separate encounter sets, and keep investigator decks in ready boxes. The best accessory is the one that gets you playing 10 minutes faster. Margot's final buy: order core set. One investigator deck if you need an easy seat at the table. One campaign expansion when your group wants a full story. Then add investigator expansions and additional campaigns by need, not by fear of missing out. Verified. The best Arkham collection is the one that gets played. The established table cart, one campaign and its corresponding investigator expansion, then storage sized for the active cycle rather than the imaginary complete collection. Skip old Mythos Pack listings unless you understand the discontinued release model and have verified every pack in the cycle. A cheap deluxe box without its six matching packs is not a bargain. It is the beginning of a scavenger hunt. Final verdict. Arkham is easiest when you stop buying by hype and start buying by noun. Core first, deck solutions second if needed, story box when the table wants a campaign, library expansions when your deck building has earned them. Frequently asked questions. Should I buy Drowned City before the core set? Number start with the core set unless you already own and understand the foundation. Drowned City is a campaign story purchase, not the best learn-to-play box. What is Children of Blood? Children of Blood is part of Fantasy Flight's newer Arkham chapter messaging. Treat it as a watchlist product until your table has the foundation and wants the next era. Are investigator decks worth it? Yes, when a player wants an immediate playable deck. They are especially useful for new groups, couples, or anyone intimidated by full deck building. What should I buy after core? If a player needs a deck, buy an investigator deck. If the table wants a story, buy a campaign expansion. If deck building feels cramped, buy an investigator expansion. Do I need the campaign expansion and investigator expansion from the same cycle? Number, they are compatible but independent halves. Buy the campaign expansion for scenarios and story. Buy the investigator expansion for investigators and player cards. Matching them is tidy, not mandatory. What if I already own an old deluxe box and its Mythos packs? Inventory that cycle before buying anything. The newer campaign and investigator boxes repackage older cycle content. They are not sequels to the matching Deluxe Plus Mythos release. Do not pay twice for the same campaign.